All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer, coming to you live. This is Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. I want to explain to you something this morning that many people may not be aware of, but I think all of you know somebody who has been affected by what we face. It isn't another day that goes by that I hear about somebody having a heart attack or dying of cancer or getting some inoperable tumor or having some bizarre cardiovascular issue or an aneurysm or instant death from a simple infection. You know, they go into sepsis or whatever, right? And now we're being told that, there's a coronavirus coming from China. And we've got to submit to these TSA medical evaluations when we're traveling in certain points of entry into the United States, right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Imbriano, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. On the web at joeimbriano777@gmail.com, thefullertoninformer.com, wifidangers.com, vaxdangers.com, celltowerdangers.com, nasafraud.com, disney666.com. I could go on, folks, but I'm going to get right to the issue here. So, what's going on? How many of you have lost a loved one this year? How many of you have spent an inordinate amount of time visiting someone you'd never expect to end up in the hospital? In the hospital, right? Why are people just suddenly falling apart? Well, I'll tell you a story. Many years ago, I owned a car. It was a 1979 Honda Prelude, right? And when I was younger, I paid no more than $200 or $300 for a car. That was my rule of thumb. I bought these throwaways, right? Well, as I drove around in this Prelude, this 1979 Prelude, it had a 5-speed. It's a pretty quick car. But, you know, eventually the CV axle started clicking and the exhaust started leaking, the exhaust manifold, you could hear the ticking, you could hear the fenders coming loose and the interior plastic components rattling loose. And eventually when the car started on a cold start, you'd have the white smoke coming out of the tailpipe because the ring started going and the valve started going. And then eventually you'd hear a bearing go, and you know, before you know it, it's the alternator, and so I'd have to charge the battery every now and then. And then it was the water pump, and then I looked under the hood and the timing belt was cracked, and the brake slave cylinder started leaking, the clutch slave cylinder started leaking. I mean, folks, this car just literally started falling apart. Well, it's because it had 300,000 miles on it. And of course, the roads in Garden Grove back in the 80s weren't much better than the roads in Fullerton in 2020. But why did this car fall apart? Well, this car had a lot of miles. It was driven hard on rough roads and long trips and abused, right? So why are people falling apart that don't have hardly any miles on them? Well, I think we've talked about this, haven't we? You see, folks, your immune systems have been weaponized. And they have been weaponized by the immunizations, the vaccines. Like I have discussed, an absolute fact is the vaccine inserts, that is the package insert to the vaccine vial, has a section called non-clinical toxicology, and it talks about that the vaccines have not been tested for mutagenic potential. What is a mutagen, folks? What is a mutagen? It is something that has the ability to alter DNA, It has the ability. Wow, these roads. Somebody needs to go to jail over these. Oh, this is Anaheim now. Oh, great. Anaheim's roads are just as bad. Another mess, right? So what is a mutagen? It's something that has the ability to mutate things. Are mutations good? Well, maybe if you wanted a ruby red grapefruit instead of a yellow one, maybe that kind of mutation's good. I believe the real red grapefruits were a result of mutating the grapefruit genes with radiation, and it gave us this ruby red grapefruit, right? Well, in some cases, mutations can be good, right? But by and large, mutations are bad news, folks. And mutations lead to cancer. Mutations lead to problems. When you rearrange the spark plug wires on your car, you're going to be in for the ride of your life, believe me, folks. You get the firing order off under the hood, and you're going nowhere fast. And if you're not careful, it may be to the bank, pulling out a lot of money to fix what you just wrecked, right? Well, the same thing goes for a mutagen when it is introduced into your body. Now, as we've been led to believe by the false teaching of science and the liars in education and the lies in medicine, are not some foreign invader looking for a way to get into our bodies. They are in our bodies. They are part of our immune system. They are part of the cleanup crew. They are part of the triage team. They are part of the repair crew. They are part of the system that repairs cells in distress, folks. What are called viruses, they're blamed for the illness, folks, because they're found at the scene of the damage. Can you blame the smashed up car and the broken glass and the mangled metal on the paramedics and the fire truck and the tow truck and the hazmat team at the scene of an accident? Well, heavens no, folks, but that's exactly what the medical system does with viruses. Viruses are part of your immune system. They are piezoelectric, incredible creations by Almighty God. They are a component of our immune system. They're not some foreign inanimate object waiting to hijack a cell. They're actually in varying forms and functions, but by and large, they are there as a sugar-coated defibrillator for a cell in distress that is switched over into glycolysis in need of sugar and an electron jumpstart, and that's exactly what piezoelectric compounds do that have a sugar-coated head. And that's what viruses are, folks. Look it up. Polysaccharide coating in a piezoelectric body. It delivers sugar and a jump start at the same time. I remember one night I was at church really late at night. This 1978 Toyota Celica with 290,000 miles on it. Three different colored fenders, a busted exhaust manifold, the springs coming up in the seat. And I got out of church by 10:30, and this is in 1997, and this $75,000 Ford F-350, the thing was 10 feet off the ground, probably cost more than a condominium at the time, had a dead battery, and so I had my jumper cables, and this woman had been waiting for a tow truck for like an hour in a parking lot, and it was a cold night. And I showed up, and I had a box of donuts and a jump start, and this woman was so happy because I had some donuts before we went to, I don't eat donuts anymore, but I had some donuts that night, and I gave her one, and I gave this woman who'd been waiting in the cold with a busted down car, and then security shows up and asks me what my problem was because I had the jalopy. Well, in fact, my car was the one that was jump starting that $100,000 inoperable overpriced hunk of plastic and metal. The point I'm getting at is I came to the rescue with sugar and electrons. I had jumper cables and donuts. And it got this woman home, right? Got her back on the road. Viruses are dispatched by your body as a part of the immune system to repair, mend, jumpstart, nourish, suture stitch, whatever, fix whatever goes wrong in these cells. And just because they're at the scene of an injury, of an illness, doesn't mean they're responsible for it. But yet, that's exactly what medicine and science teaches us. And so they have gotten you to believe that if they can isolate these so-called viruses, which, by the way, are specifically designed, custom-tailored, meticulously engineered for a specific function, purpose, and mission. I mean, think about this, folks. You don't send tree trimmers to fix a power line. You don't send the telephone company to fix a power line. You don't send the electrical company to fix a cable wire. You don't send a telephone operator to work on your car. You send something designed and trained and has the physiological, biochemical, electromagnetic capabilities and function to undergo the task that the body knows exactly, understands exactly what needs to be done. And so they consequently take these viruses that they find circulating in people's blood, and they remove them and isolate them, and then they take them in a laboratory and genetically alter them and modify them and turn them into weapons, folks. They weaponize this immune component unique to each person. And they take them from animals and pigs and monkeys and goats and donkeys and cows and everything else, and aborted babies and everything else. And they take them out and tweak them, genetically alter them, weaponize them, modify them, then put them into vaccines and put them in your body. And we know that viruses have the ability, once inside the cell, as God has designed them. Hey, guess what? Isn't it amazing if you can just have one fire truck show up and then all of a sudden it turns into 20? Well, that's what the body does. When it needs help, it knows how to get it. And when there's a lot of repair crew floating around the bloodstream, that doesn't mean the repair crew is the reason for the illness or the accident. It's simply there to fix what's wrong. And so they've gotten us to believe that the repair crew is the problem. And they've actually begun conning you and everybody else in the schools and the medical schools and the media and all of the mind control systems that are designed to subvert us to accept getting mutagens injected into our bodies. And that is why in section 13 it talks about that the vaccines have not been tested for mutagenic potential, because they actually have mutagenic potential. Now, the vaccine in section 13 non-clinical toxicology says the vaccines have not been tested for carcinogenic potential, right? Well, what happens when you have a situation where you're sick and then the repair crew that is summoned by your body has actually been turned into a wrecking crew by the pharmaceutical industry's vaccines? Well, we know that if you went to the scene of a car accident and instead of calling the fire truck and the paramedic and the hazmat team, some guy showed up with a wrecking ball and a jackhammer and a steamroller and then took the car and the tanker truck that's laying on the freeway and smashed it all over the place and lit it all on fire. Well, you know what happens when you mix up all the asphalt and oil and gasoline and rubber and plastic and then it goes on fire? Well, it puts out carcinogens, poisonous compounds. Well, when your immune system summons the wrecking crew, of course, it emanates carcinogenic effects, because that's why the vaccines have not been tested for carcinogenic potential, because they do induce carcinogenic production, not to mention the colloidal suspensions and the adjuvants, and the preservatives are carcinogenic as well. And finally, gentlemen, the vaccines have not been tested for impairment of fertility. Now, that's the race of the whole, folks. You know, that's how they're stacking the deck, because they've got you looking to the left and to the right over getting sick. And in the meantime, the grand illusion, folks, is sterilization. The tetanus toxoid employed in the tetanus vaccine is the ideal carrier for beta HCG, which is a human pregnancy hormone. Just so happens a tetanus toxoid is a perfect match, right? A perfect fit, right? For the beta HCG molecule. And that's a pregnancy hormone. So hey, just inject people with pregnancy hormone and the adjuvant, and pretty soon they're making antibodies against pregnancy hormones so they can't get pregnant, right? Folks, why are people getting so sick? I'll tell you what's happening, okay? And I'm gonna sum this up in this sentence. Now that I've given you the introduction and the body of the essay and I've tied it all together, I want you to understand, that old Honda Prelude that I drove around that had 300,000 miles on it was literally falling apart because it went to hell and back many times over, going really fast, rough roads, speed bumps, potholes, you name it, right? Bad oil, whatever, bad tires. Do you know what's going on today? Do you know what's happening to all of us? I'll tell you. It's not the rough roads, it's not the potholes, it's not the bad oil. It's the bad food, it's the bad lighting, it's the bad communication systems, the microwaves, the Wi-Fi, the sugar, the partially hydrogenated oils, the preservatives, the embalming fluid in the diet sodas, the acesulfame potassium, the phenylalanine. Did you know that the sweeteners in things like Diet Joke turn into formaldehyde when they get to your body's temperature of operation? Do you think it's a good idea to put a Prop 65 warning on the stuff by the time it gets through your liver? It's a little too late at that point, folks. You're drinking embalming fluid, the caramel covering, the soda, the coloring, sodium benzoate. We're poisoning our bodies, right? Listen to me on this. This is the million-dollar moment right here, folks. Our bodies are sick and weak and run down and suffering from systemic collapse, from poisons in the air, the aluminum coming out of the sky, the aluminum coming out of the cookware, the aluminum baking powder, the aluminum coming out of the cans, the aluminum coming out of the fertilizer, the aluminum coming out of the antiperspirant under your arm, the aluminum coming from the fireworks if you live near Disneyland, getting hit by microwaves all over the place, cell towers, microwave ovens, cell phones, Wi-Fi routers, everything, right? Microwaving metals, voltage discharges left and right. You want to know why you're getting aneurysms? Diet Joke and Wi-Fi thin out the, think about the fireworks show going on in your brain as the blood-brain barrier opens from the microwaves, lets the metals in, and then the fireworks show begins. That's why we have autism. Babies' brains are getting fried in the womb. Get that laptop off of your pregnant stomach. So here we go, folks. We're under systemic collapse. Glyphosate, metals in the soil from the agricultural toxic sludge dumping. Our bodies, when we get infected with a bacteria or some sort of parasite, or we end up really run down, or we get exposed to toxic chemicals, the immune system, instead of just summoning one ambulance, it's a 10-alarm fire summons the entire immune system. And the problem is, when it calls up the immune system, it also calls up a majority of the immune system that has been weaponized by the vaccines. And instead of sending a repair crew, it sends a wrecking crew, ladies and gentlemen. And that is why people are dying of sepsis, because people's immune systems have been weaponized by genetic alteration of what would otherwise be somebody else's or some other animal's normal immunological components that have been delivered via a syringe under color of law or governmental edict to children and to you who are stupid enough to take things like flu shots and tetanus shots and things like shingles shots. I mean, they're still putting squalene as an adjuvant in some of these things, for crying out loud. So what happens is, you've got a weaponized immune system, and as long as it isn't called into full action, you'll get by. But if you're under systemic collapse from Diet Joke and hot dogs and ding-dongs and Wi-Fi and blue light at night, suppressing your melatonin, sleep-depriving you, jacked up on caffeine and energy drinks, and all these artificial colors and all these preservatives and all this television, satanic, black scrying mirror, electronic, psychotronic, Ouija board, subversive mind control systems called smart TVs that are turning you into a Satanized idiot. And you're sleep deprived, you're having nightmares every night, you're having bad dreams all the time, you're angry all the time, you're never happy, you know, you see things you shouldn't see, you do things you shouldn't do, drink things you shouldn't drink, smoke things you shouldn't smoke, toke things you shouldn't toke, pop things you shouldn't pop, you know what I'm talking about. You combine all that with a weaponized immune system, and your body summons every single part of the repair crew to a 10-alarm fire. All hands on deck. And then the problem is all the hands have been weaponized and turned into a wrecking crew. And all of a sudden, that person you knew that seemed healthy was dead in 12 hours after what would be normally considered just flu-like symptoms. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make a revelation to you right now that the leading cause of death in the United States is not heart disease. It's not cancer. It's not suicide. It is not car accidents. It is not prescription medication. It is sepsis, ladies and gentlemen. And sepsis is your body's immune system attacking your organs. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what happens when you have a weaponized immune system. This is Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. On the web at joeimbriano777@gmail.com, wifidangers.com, celltowerdangers.com, vaxdangers.com, nasafraud.com. Look, folks, I could go on and on about all these websites I run. All I do is tell you the truth so you don't become another victim, right? You think it's a lot of fun going to these funerals? You know the worst thing is when a young person finds their dead parent in the shower from what would otherwise be a preventable ailment. Many years ago, I knew about the dangers of these artificial sweeteners. And it has claimed the lives of way too many people that I know. Too many people are walking around with sunglasses, drinking poison, irradiating their bodies with all their gadgets, and eating all this disgusting food that is not food at all. And they go to a crooked mechanic every time they think they feel ill. It's called a doctor, folks. You know, the reason I talk about cars so much is because growing up, we were poor. And every weekend we were fixing the cars that broke. We could never afford a new car. And I know a lot about fixing cars, and I know a lot about what goes on in these mechanic shops. And I'll never forget many years ago, it was some front end work I needed on my 65 Chrysler New Yorker. It was a beautiful car. But there's no way I could have changed those ball joints myself. So I went out and bought these ball joints, and I took the car to Pep Boys. And I said, here's the ball joints. They're both shot. Put them in. And then align that baby and give it back to me, right? They call me up 2 days later. Hey, Joe, your car's ready. So I get over there. I pick up the car, and the first thing I do is I lie flat on my back and take out my flashlight, and I look at the ball joints, and guess what they did? They didn't change them. They tried to charge me $800, and they kept the brand new ball joints I bought and left the old ones on there and told me they changed them, right? Folks, that's a crooked mechanic. You know, doctors are like a crooked mechanic. You'll go in there. I'll tell you another story. I had a friend of mine, took his car in for an oil change, and they dropped a ball bearing into the crankcase on purpose to sell him an engine. Because he drove the thing for a little while, and that thing just seized up through a rod. He had to put another engine in thousands of dollars, right? Crooked mechanics will put ball bearings in your crankcase and make you throw rods. Doctors screw you up. You go in there for a problem that is caused by lacking common sense, like walking around with sunglasses on all day and eating garbage and not getting any sleep and not getting any exercise and smoking a bunch of synthetic chemical weed and taking pills and drinking all this toxic booze and eating all this lunch and meat, all this sugar, you know, just being foolish, right? And they'll give you pills. They won't sit here and break down while you're falling apart. They'll put a ball bearing in your crankcase, and then when you seize up, then you'll be on your back, and your insurance policy that's worth about $1 million will get milked like a sweet cow on a Wisconsin dairy farm, all the way to the last drop, folks, as they mine your health in a surgical unit and in eventually a hospice situation. Don't be a victim, ladies and gentlemen. It's not worth it. This is Joe Imbriano wishing you the best in the name of Jesus Christ. Through him comes wisdom, through him comes power, through him comes understanding. Most importantly, through him comes forgiveness of sin and a regeneration of our heart and our mind and a new spirit that is conceived in his sacrifice on that cross when he shed his sinless blood and fulfilling the scriptures, folks. The new birth gives rise to new life. And in this new life, we have eyes to see and ears to hear and, of course, a mouth to tell, folks. Don't keep this information a secret. Share it with those near and dear to you. It is never too late to do the right thing. It is never too late to get right with God. It is never too late to reclaim your health. And it is never too late to get the word out, folks. Take care.